Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, June 27, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Much to the dismay of Christians, the Sri Lankan cabinet has approved new anti-conversion legislation. The proposal now goes to Parliament for further discussion. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the measure is a problem for outreach.
Basically, it's going to make the spread of Christianity harder to do in that country. And already there's many handicaps to ministry in that country among evangelical Christians, including missionaries. It's just going to marginalize the right to embrace a religion of their choice.
Christians are in the minority in Sri Lanka, representing 8% of the population. Dykstra explains that if the bill passes in Parliament, ministries are going to have to be very careful if they continue work there. He says prayer will play a big role.
I think we really have to uphold the missionaries there and the evangelical church. Unfortunately, even though we see growth in the Christian community there, there's also a lot of division.
And with 8,000 new believers every day in Latin America, trained church leaders are in demand. The Evangelical Free Church of America's Keith Anderson says the challenge faced now is how to get the Bible training to the leaders. In 2002, they launched an internet school of theology. But there's more.
There were a number of pastors who wanted more education, but were not able to continue their studies for a number of reasons. And so the Latin America Training Network has responded to the needs of those leaders in Latin America to allow them to overcome these obstacles and to train at the master's level.
Their advanced curriculum should be ready next year, which will help lead many more people to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you would like to financially help Mission Network News broadcast into the Romanian and Russian languages, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help mobilize Christians in these countries for missions work abroad. I'm Greg Yoder.